Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Sandy Johnson on the value of knowing when your cows are bred. Back on that in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeStake.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeStake.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families. The power of information, so important for your mama cow herd. It's truly the knowledge of if and when a cow or heifer is pregnant. That information, very valuable. So says Dr. Sandy Johnson, who's working on the value of that information as relates to drought conditions here in the Southern Great Plains.
You know, I'm an impatient person, and I really want to know sooner than calving if I have a pregnant cow. And what you find is once you have a little bit of information, sometimes more information becomes more valuable to you. And so when we think about a year like we're having in western Kansas when it's dry and we're not sure how far our pasture is going to go and what adjustments we might need to make, having more information about when that cow became pregnant, not only is she pregnant, but when she became pregnant, you know, those calves that will be born early are going to pay more of the feed bill than those that are coming later. And so barring other information on which cows we want to keep, and of course, you know, most everybody has a list of, oh, she really made me unhappy this calving season. She's going to find a new place to live after this year. Well, so you have that list, but then knowing which of these cows are pregnant early would certainly be the type of cow I wanted to keep if it came to having to reduce the size of my cows to deal with drought. And that's reduce the size of the cow herd. I don't want to get into cow size.
And Sandy, I would think that this has value for the beef cattle operator, whether we're talking about drought conditions pushing you to make some management decisions, or maybe it's a more normal year. There's some economic value that you're talking about.
Right. You know, there's a number of marketing opportunities that might come along depending on what your program is. And one of those might be identifying AI-sired calves. We know that heifers that are pregnant to an AI-sire, typically you look at some of those data, $150 to $200 more that they're worth. So making sure that you stage and determine when that female got pregnant can be worth a lot of money. Another step would be to determine fetal sex. Mm-hmm. Requires a higher level of skill and a shorter window to do that. You know, if I was going to buy some replacement heifers, well, if they were all pregnant to heifer calves that are going to be smaller than bull calves at birth, well, that might be worth another something to me. Now, we don't have enough, can't tell you what that's, any market test to that, but there are people doing that to add value to those heifers that they do market.
So information about your mama cow herd, who's pregnant, who's not, when they got bred, that's all good to know. And Dr. Johnson says it boils down to several ways that you can get that information.
Right. You know, we've traditionally had rectal palpation as a method to determine if a cow is pregnant and when. It's a more coarse measure. You know, you'd be surprised at how much variation there is in fetal growth as you try and palpate and say that this vessel is this big, so it has to be this stage, or cotyledons are this big. Well, it gets you in the ballpark, but not nearly as specific. It also takes a lot of repetition in the stages of pregnancy, or so the time periods in pregnancy that you want to try and differentiate. If all you do is a yes, new pregnant when they're over 150 days of pregnancy, you'll have a challenge trying to differentiate between some of the shorter-term pregnancies if that's not what you've got experience in. you know, our dairy practitioners that routinely are checking it 30, 35 days, boy, they have that down, and, you know, they're very good in that short-term range. So it depends on the skills we have and what you get exposed to develop those skills, but still a very good tool if we want to do the best job of staging those, trying to say which cows were pregnant first, second cycle, and so on, would be when those pregnancies are still under 100, 110 days. If you have a longer arm, you can go closer to 120 days, but I have a short arm, so I'm saying that 100 to 110 days.
Dr. Sandy Johnson, you got the beef buzz on Ron.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.